Even the great presiding officer, Dr. John Coburn, has to practice a bit.
Are we all prepared?
Here we come, ready or not.
We're calling it the meeting of the House of Deputies of the 63rd General Convention. Is that correct? The chair is about to call the House to order. Will the members please take their seats? The meeting of the House of Deputies of the 63rd General Convention of the Episcopal Church is now called to order.
The first business of substance to come before the House was to pass on second reading the amendment to the Constitution which allows women to be seated as deputies. Since it's an amendment to the Constitution, it requires a vote by orders, the clerical representatives of each diocese having one vote and the lay representatives having one vote. This was taken by roll call, and Atlanta voted yes.
Atlanta clerical.
Yes.
Atlanta lay.
Yes.
Atlanta recorded yes in both orders.
It passes the bishops unanimously and with only one lay negative vote in the House of Deputies. And so after they are certified, the presiding officer asks that the ladies be seated with their deputations.
Will the newly elected women deputies please be seated in their places with their dioceses. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this action is just like the gospel's action. The gospel always comes with judgment on our past and with grace for our present and our future. Grace forgives, reconciles, makes whole. So we are now in process in this body of being made whole. The newly elected deputies come to us as bearers of the gospel, of both judgment and grace, to make us whole, holy, as the people of God. So we welcome them as members of the body to make us more truly representative of Christ's body and spirit. They also bring us something that the House has needed desperately for a long time, some beauty. So as a spokesman for these bearers of judgment, grace, and beauty, I welcome one as a spokesman for them, Mrs. Seton Bailey of the Diocese of Atlanta. Mrs. Bailey.
Mr. President and fellow deputies, this is indeed an historic occasion in the history of the Episcopal Church. All Episcopalians feel proud of this convention's recognition of women as persons, which is a reconciling symbol in a period of much separation and division. In the name of women, how good it is to be here in this place. Thank you.